Letting the bells bring us into practice this morning. Letting our bodies find some natural ease. Just notice where there is non-ease. Scan through the body. Bring awareness to wherever there's non-ease, holding tension. It may be an indicator of some kind of grasping after experience or pushing something away. And with our practice, we want to do what we can to open to the life that's here, just as it is. Letting the natural awareness soften the body. There's nothing we really have to do too much, although a little adjustment in posture might help. Just softening, softening, softening. As you feel ready, with a friendly interest, connecting with the breathing, allowing for some nice full breaths to help you. Let the out breath soften the body further. All the while maintaining an alertness without striving. Letting the breathing settle, be just as it is, moment to moment. Gently, kindly anchoring the awareness in the felt sense of body sitting and being breathed. Yoking the mind with the body. And so bringing ourselves into the present moment. Appreciating any ease and rest that may be here with body, with breathing. noticing for a while the qualities of the breath. Each breath is unique. And so we might notice a breath that feels full and another that feels shallow, wide or narrow, rough or smooth, short or long, tight, relaxed. And using this noting of the qualities of the breath as a place, as a way rather, to really bring the attention into focus on the breathing and in the present moment. We might notice too that the in-breath and the out-breath don't necessarily mirror one another. We may have a long in-breath and a short out-breath. The in-breath might feel rough, the out-breath smooth, and vice versa. There's much that we can attend to. Much like a little child would attend to the simplest of things in life with wonder. Never seen before, never felt before. And that's actually true of each breath. All the while being aware, there is a body, there is a body, and feeling that groundedness, even as we notice breathing, wherever we're noticing breathing. We might believe, oh, this is too difficult, I can't do this, the awareness is getting tight. And that's just a gentle signal to begin again. Begin again. Labeling, judging, comparing, whatever it may be, wherever the mind went. Not pushing away these experiences, just noting them. Little label. We may feel tension from them. We label them. That may be enough. We may need to feel them briefly through the body. And then gently coming back to this moment, this breath. Can we notice that when the mind is yoked with the breathing, when there's that interest in the breathing, there's a feeling of refuge. Refuge from the storms of the heart and mind and our lives. When we're just in this moment, not the next, not the past, just here, just now. This is the place of rest and peace. As Dorothy Hunt says in her poem, peace is this moment without judgment. That is all. Another way we can attend to breathing is by simply counting breaths up to 5 or 10, possibly using the fingers as counters, gentle tapping down on our laps, coming back to 1 when we reach 5 or 10, or whenever the attention wanders, letting the wanderings be no big deal. It's just what minds do. doesn't matter how often the mind wanders. Each time we notice it, we're actually already back here and now, awake, aware, and we begin again. That's the workout in the mind. That's the bicep curl in the brain. Noticing any benefits from this simple, basic practice. For many of us, 20 minutes of practice doesn't bring us to the full fruition of practice. We need a longer stretch of time. And so you might, when you're at home, practice for a longer period, set a timer for 30 or 40 minutes. And to see what happens with more and more settling. Is there a little more peace? And giving ourselves credit for taking time to practice. Knowing that even a practice that may be filled with struggle is meritorious practice. It has benefits. Benefits to ourselves and all whose lives we may touch. May we all know the peace of the present moment. May we all live in peace. May we all live in peace and harmony.